our first priority was the head coach, then all the position coaches. Now here we are. Here comes free agency, the drafts. So all that's, you know, that's kind of our plan.
My experience has been you're kind of excited after your first practice, and so I anticipate that being similar to that. And you know, we'll juggle that once we get a chance to watch them play and perform.
This is unique when me and John come in together, and it's kind of a clean slate, start fresh.
I know in my experience with Ryan thus far, you know, he's very, very smart. He's tremendously organized, and he's tremendously humble. And I think you know, I'm excited about getting this going.
I think what's important, and what I like doing, is balancing what are the strengths of the draft versus what are the strengths in free agency, and kind of balancing that out. I think, you know, we'll look at free agency. We all know the positions that are strong, areas that we can attack, and hey, we'll do that, you know, when necessary, to be calculated.
All those avenues are going to be things that you looked at to be to get better, you know. So we're in that process now.
Cutler has outstanding physical talent. There's no denying that. So it's just, hey, getting to know the individual and all the other intangibles that come with the position that make a great quarterback.
Well, I don't think there's any question, you know, that there's ability and talent there. But, you know, there's a lot more that goes into it, and we're evaluating that as we speak.
I know it's early, but do you feel like you're closer than the standings might suggest?
You know, I know me and John have talked about that. I mean, I don't want to make any promises or predictions now. Again, it's going to be going through our roster again and again, and then, you know, I'll be able to answer that question better after the free agency and after the draft.
We've got pretty good familiarity with our schedule in that we play both West Conference divisions. You know, really probably the most work we have to do is in our division, so we'll have plenty of time to do that.
I will update you on Ndamukong Suh. I'm sure a lot of your questions will involve him. I have an update on that. It's not done. Still working on it. Still very optimistic that we'll be able to get it done. I think we have a lot of the agreements, a lot of the essential elements that we need to get it done, in that he's got a scheme that he likes playing in. He's got a passion for the game, as you guys know. We have a defense that plays with that kind of passion. He's got a head coach he likes playing for. He's got teammates he likes playing with. So we have a lot of things that he's looking for here in Detroit. And obviously, you know, we have a desire to get him signed. So a lot of the important elements exist to get a contract done, and we'll keep working on it. It's very important to us as a football team to be strong up front on both sides of the ball. You see, we made a commitment to that over the last few years, and we'll continue to make that kind of commitment. That's an important priority for us, especially in our division. It's a very physical division, as you know, and we have to have good players up front on both sides of the ball. So we'll keep working that.
We're extremely united on the things that we're looking for, the vision that we have for this football team, and really where we want to go in the future.
There's no question. I think our ownership has made statements. I have made statements. Our head coach has made statements that we want Adrian Peterson back with the Minnesota Vikings.
You always have plans based on, well, if this guy's back, this is an opportunity that we have to do with him.
This is a running back that's very unique from a physical standpoint. And you're talking about a guy who didn't take many hits on his body last year, only played in one game. So, you know, I expect when Adrian Peterson comes back, that he's going to come back with a point to prove to everybody.
You know, not all guys can run like Adrian can. So there's a lot of different things you can do with him than some of the other guys.
We spent 6 different occasions with Teddy last year.
We were trying to move up to get him, you know, trying to make a trade to get him, and it was just, you know, there was a couple other times we tried to get up to get to where we could get to him, but it just happened to work out.
I, you know, thankful the media did him a disservice, in my opinion, last year by judging him on his pro day.
He won that Pepsi Rookie of the Year thing, and I told him, so I sent him a little text, and I said, hey, Teddy, congratulations. I said, now let's go win a championship unless you just want to be a celebrity quarterback. And he texted me back and said, thanks, coach. He said, but I've never been about individual awards. All I care about is winning as a team and getting better every day, and that's all I want to do.